Well, wonderful Wednesday morning, beloved. It's great to be able to share another morning with you. This morning we are in Hosea chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. And this is where Hosea warns the people of Israel that their unfaithfulness to God will now unleash harsh punishment, including deportation to Egypt. And he warns the people about the consequences of their sin. God's saving word for this week is, again, mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin. People of Israel, stop celebrating your festivals like pagans. You have turned away from your God and have been unfaithful to him. All over the land, you have sold yourselves like prostitutes to the god Baal and have loved the grain you thought he paid you with. But soon you will not have enough grain and olive oil, and there will be no wine. The people of Israel will not remain in the Lord's land, but will have to go back to Egypt and will have to eat forbidden food in Assyria. In those foreign lands, they will not be able to make wine offerings to the Lord or bring their sacrifices to him. Their food will defile everyone who eats it, like food eaten at funerals. It will be used only to satisfy their hunger. None of it will be taken as an offering to the Lord's temple. And when the time comes for the appointed festivals in honor of the Lord, what will they do then? When the disaster comes and the people are scattered, the Egyptians will gather them up, gather them for burial there at Memphis. Their treasures of silver and their palaces where their homes once stood will be overgrown with weeds and thorn bushes. The time for punishment has come, the time when people will get what they deserve. When that happens, Israel will know it. This prophet, you say, is a fool. This inspired man is insane. You people hate me so much that because your sin is so great, God has sent me as a prophet to warn his people Israel. Yet wherever I go, you try to trap me like a bird. Even in God's temple, the people are the prophet's enemies. They are hopelessly evil in what they do, just as they were at Gibeah. God will remember their sin and will punish them for it. The Lord says, when I first found Israel, it was like finding grapes growing in the desert. When I first saw your ancestors, it was like seeing the first ripe figs of the season. But when they came to Mount Peor, they began to worship Baal and soon became as disgusting as the gods they loved. Israel's greatness will fly away like a bird, and there will be no more children born to them. No more women pregnant, no more children conceived. But even if they did bring up children, they would take them away and not leave one alive. When I abandon these people, terrible things will happen to them. Lord, I can see their children being hunted down and killed. What shall I ask you to do to these people? Make their women barren. Make them unable to nurse their babies. And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 9, verse 8, where Hosea says, God has sent me as a prophet to warn his people Israel. You know, it's interesting that, as Hosea is reviewing what the future of Israel is, as Hosea reflects on this, he's saying, what's the best thing that could happen now for Israel? After, you know, there's no chance for reconciliation. God is going to send them into captivity. There's no doubt about that. So what's the best thing that you could hope for? He says, this is what I'm going to ask, Father, that as I'm praying for Israel now, make their women barren and make them unable to nurse their babies. No more children born to have to grow up in the circumstances that their fathers and their grandfathers and their great-grandfathers have, their sins have brought them into this terrible situation. Wow, what a terrible condition to be in where that's the best prayer that the prophet of God can come up with for a people. Let's pray. Holy God, faithfulness to you is what I ask. Keep me strong in faith and grounded in your word. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday to an end. Join me tomorrow as we're going to be in Hosea chapter 9, verse 15 through 10, verse 15, when Hosea declares that the people will suffer the consequences because of their sinfulness. Until then, God bless.